I think we need to just take a moment to look at what's happened in the world of football, not just on the pitch over this weekend, particularly when it comes to the Championship. We have seen Norwich City do the bizarre thing of letting their manager have his pre-match press conference and then him not be in charge of the game. We've had Steve McClaren parting ways with Derby, and then today Wigan Athletic have split with Warren Joyce as well. Let's have a look at this and get on Jack Kitson from thesackrace.com. Jack, good afternoon.
Hi Andy, how's it going?
Yeah, very good. And I'm guessing you'll have been incredibly busy over the last 48 hours.
Yeah, as you said, it all kicked off on Friday with Alex Neil leaving Norwich. And how often have we said one casualty triggers off so many more? Again, as you said, we saw Sunday McClaren left. Today Wigan have got rid of Warren Joyce and replaced him with Graham Barrow. And recently, yeah, Forrest is set to appoint Mark Warburton. And this is all in the Championship. So yeah, quite a busy one in the last few days.
That Warburton and Forrest, that, as you said, that seems to have appeared literally over the last 2-3 hours. So we could be in a situation, because I think I'm right in saying, I can't remember who hosts, but is it not Derby and Notts Forest this weekend? So in theory, there could be two new managers for both sides?
It is. We see it so often around East Midlands Derby. I think there's some guy on Twitter, I think it was Good Brand Stats, who was saying this is the fifth consecutive East Midlands Derby where there's been different managers in the dugout. The Forest one, yeah, seems to have come out of nowhere in the last few hours. Thought they were having Gary Brazil until the end of the season. Mark Warburton, he's been linked with Derby and Norwich. He recently came in at like 5-1 for Norwich, so it's quite a surprise to see him suddenly getting a 3-year deal at Forest. And we were just running through the last 20 or so Forest managers, and only one manager since Brian Clough. That was Frank Clark, has lasted 3 years in the dugout. So you might want to take that one into account before he actually puts pen to paper.
Sticking with the East Midlands and Derby, I mean, this is a situation where Stephen McLaren's brought in tail end of 2016. It's the second time he's been at Derby. It leaves first time round, goes, does something else, comes back and has now left again. I mean, as you say, East Midlands football tends to work maybe slightly different to everywhere else. Can we see a time where Steve McClaren might make a third return to Derby, or am I jumping the gun a bit with that?
Well, he's joined a couple of clubs in the past to return. We're actually looking, they've just released the Middlesbrough odds, and he's 9-1 to return to Middlesbrough should Karanka be sacked. So that's another one to ponder on maybe. But yeah, he had a great impact when he returned. I think he won 9 of his first 12 games. And then since we've gone into 2017, he's had an absolute shocker. And they've gone from playoff contention. I think they're about 10 points off. Not totally out of it. You never know what's going to happen. But Mel Morris he gave him rather a scathing statement. And he sent him packing. But to be honest, if they can get Gary Rowett, which looks to be the case now, they've done well. Because he's been linked with a whole host of clubs since his very harsh sacking in December. We were wondering when is he going to come back? Where is he going to go to? And I think him and Derby would be a very good fit.
I think it's amazing almost that Gary Rowett's lasted this long without getting the next job. So whoever does get him, I think that's a good move for them. Just to move us on quickly, Norwich City, Alan Pardew, I think I'm right in saying is seeming the favourite, but that's obviously changeable at this point.
Yeah, so Pardew's been the favourite ever since Neil was sacked on Friday. He's hovering around evens, just a little bit odds against, I think. But all over Twitter, it's like everyone's reporting they don't want him. So this is a great chance to look at some other names. I mean, maybe not the next name in the betting, Roy Hodgson. I don't know how many Norwich fans would want. I don't know if he's the most aspiring guy to come in. But I've just seen Simon Grayson has been cut to the Preston manager. He's been cut to 9-1. And well, Mark Warburton's still in there, but he's obviously going to Forest now. And then, yeah, Gary Holt's just come in as well, the old Falkirk boss. So there's not really many names. Like, they want to appoint a big-name manager, but it doesn't really appear to be many top names in the mix. So they may have to settle for Pards. I'm not sure, but that one's, again, a case of sacking manager and having no clue what to do next.
on an entirely personal level, and Norwich fans will hate me for saying this, but you remember Mike Bassett, England manager, don't you, Jack?
Yeah.
Well, Mike Bassett, he was England manager after he'd been the Norwich manager, so there's a part of me that would quite like to see a former England manager go to Norwich now.
Yeah, I mean, you're joking about Alan Partridge. We did a poll and Alan Partridge topped it, so it was a brand of liquid football.
if he is the man who gets the job, Alan Partridge, I'd love to hear the first press conference about the pedestrianisation of Norwich City Centre. That would be amazing.
Yeah, he could dominate the radio waves as well.
finally, to Warren Joyce and this Wigan move today. It's not really happened. He's not lasted very long. Wigan now find themselves 4 points from safety, and the message coming out of the Latics seems to be simply that he was brought in thinking long-term with the short-term goal of not being relegated. Now it has to just be about survival.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't look long-term anymore. You can't come into a club and look at what you're going to do in 3 years. It just doesn't happen. That's the nature of the game. But I feel really sorry for him because he was with Man United Reserves, did a great job there for so long, I think since 2008. And he made a big decision to finally venture out alone with Wigan. And he's lasted about 4 months. His record wasn't the best, but then what more can you do? They won't play particularly well. Anyway, I thought sacking Gary Caldwell was quite harsh considering that he'd only just led them back up to the division. So, I don't know. They stayed in-house with Graham Barrow, who's been the coach at the club for a while. So, it's not looking great for them, to be honest. Whether they can suddenly pick up a few results, there's only about, I think, 10, 11 games left, isn't there, to the end of the season. Remains to be seen, but I don't think this is over for the Championship sack race. You've still got Lee Johnson, and judging by Twitter, a lot of Bristol City fans want him out. But they, of course, beat Wigan at the weekend, so...
I did see Jack about something from there. Bristol Post, I think it was, saying that Lee Johnson's record is worse than it was for the Wigan manager. And
Warren Joyce, I saw that on Twitter.
Huddersfield play Bristol City Friday night. It's on the telly. Bristol City do not make a managerial change until after Friday. We Huddersfield fans do not want
to do a Huddersfield plug at some point.
We Huddersfield fans do not want new manager bounce on Friday night for Bristol City at all. Jack, it's always great to get you on. Jack Kitson from thesackrace.com. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me on, guys.